This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 3rd of March, 1954. The title is Group Processing Sound. This group processing session is 61 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
A processing session dealing mainly with sound. Now, check over several things, one after the other, which you are not at this moment protecting from sound in general. Some more things you're not protecting from sound. Okay, now check over several things which aren't protecting you from sound. Now, check over several people you are not protecting from hearing your mother's voice. And several people you are not protecting from your father's voice. Several more you're not protecting from your father's voice. And now several people to whom you are not connecting your mother's voice continuously. And several things to which you are not continuously connecting your father's voice. And now some geographical locations to which you are not connecting your voice continuously. Some cities, states, places to which you don't have your voice continuously connected. And now some voices which are not continuously connected to you. Find one for sure. Okay, now several geographical locations to which your father's voice is not continuously connected. Several geographical locations now to which your mother's voice is not continuously connected. Now, several geographical locations, the sounds of which are not continuously connected to you. Now let's get two things which you're not trying to hold together with sound. And then two more, and two more, and two more, and two more. Okay, now let's get a series of two things that you're not trying to keep apart with sound. Two things you're not trying to keep apart with sound, and then two more, and two more, and two more. Okay, now let's check over a number of people who are not trying to pull you to them with sound. And a number of people who are not at this moment trying to drive you away from them with sound. Get them for certain. Certainty is the keynote here. Discard any one of them that you don't get with certainty until you find one with certainty, and then get more with certainty. People who are not at this moment trying to drive you away with sound. Now let's get a number of people that you're not trying to pull to you with sound. And a number of people you're not trying to drive away from you with sound. And now, a number of animals that are not trying to drive you away with sound. And now, a number of animals that aren't trying to pull you to them with sound. And now, a number of animals you're not trying to drive away with sound. And a number you're not trying to pull to you with sound. Okay, now let's get two each a series of animals, one of which you're not trying to protect from the sounds of another. Two animals. You're not trying to protect one of them from the sounds of the other one. And then two more animals. Spot them specifically. Okay, now let's get a series of two bodies that you're not trying to keep plugged into each other with sound. In other words, you're not trying to keep these bodies continuously in communication with each other with sound. Two bodies at a time. Animal, vegetable, mineral. Okay, now find a couple of messed objects. Come and find a couple of objects. Hold on to them. Don't think. Now check over some places where you are not. And now check over some places where you are not hearing any sounds. Now check over some people you are not protecting at this moment from sound. Check over some people now who are not protecting you from sound. And now check over some people that you are not talking to continuously. And now some people who are not talking continuously to you. Okay, now let's get a number of sounds you wouldn't mind hearing. Let's get some very certainly now that you wouldn't mind hearing. Now let's get some sounds you could make that you wouldn't mind other people hearing. And now a series of sounds which, if they reached you, would not destroy you. And now some sounds which, for certain, you are not at this moment trying to stop from reaching your body. And now let's get several sounds which do not protect anything that you know about. And now let's get several explosions you're not listening to at this moment. And now let's get several sounds you wouldn't mind hearing at this moment. Just call them off. Now let's get several parts of your body which you're not protecting from your father's voice at this moment. And several parts of your body you're not protecting from your mother's voice at this moment. Check them over. Now let's check over several people you are not protecting at this moment from spoken words. And now, several people that other people are not protecting from your spoken words. Now let's check over several sounds that it's not absolutely necessary for you to silence at this instant. And several sounds now which aren't intended to silence you at this instant. Okay, let's find a couple of objects and hold on to them. And don't think. Okay, let go and find some places where you are not. Okay. Now let's find several silences that are not dangerous. And now several printed pages or books which you are not trying to plug in continuously to the city of Chicago. And now several silences that are around that you are not trying to break up with sound. Now, several silences that you were not in. And several silences from which you are not trying to protect your body. Now, several printed pages or letters which you're not trying to keep from arriving. Now, some books which are not at this moment lying on your lap. Some more books which are not lying on your lap. Now some books which you haven't placed on somebody else's lap. And several letters which are not this moment before your face. Now several letters which are not at this moment trying to reach you. And now several sounds which would not warn you of anything. Now, several sounds you are not using to warn anybody else of anything. Now, several warning sounds. Just check them over. Several more warning sounds. Several more warning sounds. Now, several words which in their own meaning, wouldn't warn you of anything. Okay, now let's check off several people that you're not trying to keep continuously plugged in terms of communications to certain geographical areas. People you're not trying to keep plugged in continuously. Now, several people you aren't trying to interrupt forever to certain geographical areas. Now, several geographical areas you're not trying to protect from sound. More places you're not trying to protect from sound. Now, several sounds you're not trying to make live forever. Now, several sounds you're not trying to stop forever. And several sounds you would not be shot if you made. And several sounds you do not use to order things around. And several sounds which do not order you around. Okay, let's find a couple of objects and hold on to them. And don't think. Okay, let go and find some places where you are not. All right, let's turn on a sound, change it, and stop it. And do it again. Turn on a sound, change it, and stop it. Do that many times. Turn on a sound, change it, and stop it. Do that some more. Turn on sounds, change them, and stop them. Now let's find a sound that you can be. And another one that you can be. And several of them, one after another, that you can be. Some more sounds that you can be, and get one that you can most certainly be. Your own name is an example. Now let's take this sound that you could most certainly be and just sit there and be it. Now be it some more. Okay, now let's find another sound you can be, and be it. Just sit there and be it. And find another one you can be, and sit there and be it. Now let's get a sound-making machine. Anything that will make sound, that you can be, and be it. And now let's check over several sounds that you would not be under any condition. Get some more sounds that you wouldn't be under any circumstances. Now let's get some sounds that you could be, and be those one after the other. And now some sounds which you wouldn't be in any event, and refuse to be those one after the other. And now some sounds that you could be with certainty, and be those one after the other. Okay, now let's check over some sounds which, with great determination, you're trying to be. And now let's check over some sounds which, with great determination, you're trying not to be. And now some sounds which you're determined to be. And now some sounds you're determined not to be. And now let's get some sounds that you can be, and be those one after the other. And let's get some of these sounds that you're determined not to be, and be those one after the other. Now just be those things as sound, not their significance. Okay, now get the sound, ah, and be it. Now refuse to be it. Now take that sound, ah, and be it. Now refuse to be it. Now be it. Now refuse to be it. Now take the sound of your own name, or any part of it, and refuse to be it. Now be it, just the sound. Now refuse to be this sound. Now be it. Now refuse to be it. Now take the sound ah and refuse to be it. Now be it. Now refuse to be it. Now be it. Now put a horrible significance on it. Now be the sound. Just the sound. Just be the sound. Now put a more horrible significance on it. On this sound, ah. And be it. Just be the sound. Now refuse to be it. Now be it. And find two objects and hold on and don't think. Now let go. Find the floor beneath your feet. End of session.